Okay, we're doing the 104th chapter in Kitzush Hanof Mufo Chaim, and the focus is the fundamentals of tshuva and the primary halachos of tshuva. So this is a shorthand version, right? Kol mitzvot shebatorah benaseh b'lo taseh mavar alachat mein, all mitzvot in the Torah, be it the proactive commandments, be it the prohibitions, if a person transgressed one of them, ben bezadon ben mishgagan, purpose or by mistake, when he repents, he has to confess, he has to recount his sin before Hashem. And that's the biblical mitzvah. What does one say when he confesses before Hashem? The primary thing he says is, Ana Hashem, please Hashem, chatati, I have sinned by mistake, aviti, I have sinned willfully, ufashati lefanech, or I rebelled against you, vasiti kach v'kach, and this is what I did, v'arei nichamti, and I regret it, uvoshti b'maasai, and I'm embarrassed about what I did, ulo'olam eini chozer al davar zeh, I'm never going to do it again. Zehu ikaro shel vidui. That's the primary part of confession. V'chol amarbe litvadot, u'ma'arich b'inyan zeh arei zeh meshubach. And whoever confesses more, and elaborates on this, that's praiseworthy. Halacha bet, v'zman hazeh shein bet amidash kiyam enanu mizbech kapara. Nowadays, when we don't have a temple, we don't have an altar to atone, and shamela tshuva. The only thing that's left to do is tshuva. We cannot bring a sacrifice, so what's left is the tshuva. Hatshuva mechapelet al kol averot. When a person repents, it atones for all sins. Afilu rasha kol yamav. Even if a person was wicked throughout his days, v'asa tshuva b'achona, and at the end he did tshuva, and maskirino shum devar merisho. They don't mention any of his wickedness. V'atzmo shel yom kippurim mechaper le'elu ha'shavim b'tshuva. And the might, the essence of Yom Kippur itself, atones for people who do tshuva. If a person does tshuva, then the power of Yom Kippur, that day Hashem gave with its awesome might, even without all the sacrifices, it brings atonement to a person, provided that he does tshuva. If someone hurt his friend or damaged him monetarily, even though he paid what he owes him, he no mitkaper ad sheitvadeh v'yashov nasot kazot l'olam. So he has to make amends to his fellow man. After he's paid off his fellow man, he doesn't get atonement till he does vidui and does tshuva. And he just accepts upon himself never to do it again.
Before him, before Hashem, or before this fellow?
No, before Hashem. Step number one, he has to pay back his fellow man.
Yeah.
Step number two, he has to ask Hashem for forgiveness. That's
okay.
Not to pay back.
Yeah.
Halacha dalet, ezei tshuva gemura, what's a complete tshuva? Ze sheba liyado devar shavar bo, v'efshar biyado lasoto. That's when the situation repeats itself. He did a sin, and then he finds himself in the same situation again, and he could do the same avera, ufarash v'lo asa, and he held himself back. He did not do the sin, mipnei tshuva, because he had repented. Lo mi'ira, not because he's scared suddenly, v'lo mikishlon koach, or because suddenly he's weak. Keitzad ha'aso, harei shebal isha ba'avera. Let's say he sinned with a certain woman. U'le'achar zman yitached ima, and then time passed, and he finds himself alone with that woman again. V'umet ba'avatova, and he has the same love he had last time. U'v'choach gufo, and he has the same strength. V'amdina she'aval ba, and he's in the same situation, the same place where he sinned last time. And now it's all a repeat of the same scenario. Ufarash velo avar, and he holds himself back. He does not sin. Zeu bal tshuva gemura. That's a person who has really taken ownership of his tshuva. That's complete tshuva. Ve'im lo shav ele b'mezik nuto. And if a person only does tshuva when he's already an old man, so now he doesn't have the strength to do it like he had before. In such a situation, afal pi she'inat tshuva me'ula, even though it's not the perfect tshuva, mo'eleti, it's still helpful. Uval tshuvahu, and he is considered a master of tshuva. Afilu avar kol yamav, even if throughout his days he was sinning. Va'asa tshuva biyom mitato, and on the day he died he did tshuva. Umet b'tshuvato, and he passed away with that tshuva. Kol avonotav nimchalin, all his sins are forgiven.